PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is.
This is the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Stay calm. Stay calm. I'm a relatively respectable citizen. Multiple felon, perhaps, but certainly not dangerous. Still humping the American dream. That vision of the big winner somehow emerging from the last-minute pre-dawn chaos. What was I doing? What was the meaning of this trip? Was I just roaming around in a drug frenzy of some kind?
Welcome to Cinema Crespo Diso.
And a pause for a second. I wonder if it'll probably record normally.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You don't look fine.
There's no such thing as okay anymore.
Sorry to hear that. That's Drew Sakagwa.
Speaking of me, I'm here. I'm talking.
How you doing, Drew? How you doing, Drew Sakagwa? It is episode 258 of Cinema Crespediso. I have your threat update. Your current threat level is burgundy. Abandon your scruples. Yes.
What about my ruples?
Hoard your ruples.
What about my rupees?
Are rupees still a thing?
I don't know. Perhaps. I mean, I'm sure in the world of Zelda they are. It's one thing they stole from real life.
Zelda's still a thing.
Yes, yes it is.
That's for sure. That's not a lie. Guys, we don't have a guest because, like I said last week, we are done with the guest for 2017.
Oh, what?
Drop is right.
So it's just Drew and I. And actually, Drew, you informed me you won't be here next weekend.
I will not.
No. So this is our last official episode. I don't know if we'll do a bonus episode this week.
Yeah, I will be off on a Christmas adventure.
You're off on a Christmas adventure. Good for you. Well earned, I say.
Yes, sir.
But I will be back myself next week on Christmas Eve. Already got a planned co-host. I mean, who do you think Drew would be ready
Steve
to?
Hey. he's probably chilling in his house anyway.
Autobots, roll out.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get rid of this soundboard. And pull up this one. That's right. Steve Vecchi will be here. It'll be me and him. We'll hang out. We'll wrap up the year for Cinema Crespediso and then get ready to start a whole new year because it's just time is just a construct.
It keeps moving forward.
Or backwards.
Or, it is a flat circle, so it's just going around and around and around.
It's not a spigot. It's an ocean. That's what's going on there. You don't drink from it. You swim in it.
But can I drink from it while I'm swimming in it? I mean, if
I want to recommend it because you're also peeing and pooping in it.
Am I?
But I guess you have to. It's string theory, man. It's the
it's force. All the same.
It's the force. It's all connected. Yeah. Speaking of the force.
My poop in your mouth connected through the force. Yes, Chris. Think about that. In your blanket theory.
Okay, I gotta learn how to use this new board. Ladies and gentlemen, any new listeners to the show who might be tuning in because of Star Wars, this is how it usually is.
Unfortunately.
But if you stick around, you gotta learn our personalities and you find out we're a couple of fun guys. I'm a fun guy, Drew's a nihilist, but it's all good.
I care for nothing.
It's fun though. The nihilism can be fun.
It's a strange branch of nihilism. I mean, nihilism, atheism, all those things wrapped together. I mean, I'm very much oblivion,
it's
nothing.
From the school of the Joker or the comedian.
But you see, for me, that makes the life that we're living all that more valuable. Because there is nothing afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. I get that, dude. But then what if there is? What if you can come back as a glowing blue ghost? But I was really saying...
Blowing a glue ghost.
You're going to come back as a blowing glue ghost?
That sounds really gross.
I'm writing that down. That's hard
blowing
to say.
Blowing glue ghost.
That's my new vocal warm-up for when I do trivia. Manageable vegetable. Unique New York.
Irish wristwatch.
Damn it.
It's hard to say even twice.
Irish wristwatch. Blowing glue ghost.
So very strange.
All right, this is what it is. Yeah, this is Cinema Crespity, so we're wrapping up the year. It's ridiculous. Woo! Let it be known I am not drinking. Here we go. Well, it's iced coffee. Mm.
So you are drinking, just not alcoholic beverages.
Just hopped up on...
On caffeine.
And,
yeah, it's still a little early in the day.
We are recording a little earlier in the day. We have no guests, and I have plans. Actually, right after we're done recording, I'm going to have
plans.
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
Chris is doing stuff? Chris got stuff to do?
When do I not have stuff to do? Usually this is the only thing I have to do on Sunday by design.
Are these fan plans? Fan plans?
Yeah, fan plans. We'll record, then I got to run, and then I'll probably post it all later tonight. Anyway, that affects no one listening right now.
Nope. Because nobody's listening right now but you and me, Chris. nobody listening right now.
It's live to tape. So I got my new board, Drew. I got my new tablet. My previous crappy tablet that I've complained about for the last 8 months or so.
Is it finally crapped out on you?
It crapped out on me right before hosting live trivia where I use it for music. So that was a lot of fun. I got to use my phone instead.
Very nice.
Which came into the rescue at only 25% battery. Shout out to my phone. It appreciates it. It's sitting over here. It hears me. It's on. They're listening. Whoever's listening is listening. So we got this new thing. It's an Amazon Fire tablet. Apparently, they come to. It's like there's sticks and tablets and all sorts of things. I don't know. It was $60.
Now you got some. You got some Jeff Bezos in your face.
So I got some Bezos in my face. Yeah, it's so Amazon heavy. God, it's annoying. But I'm gonna work my way around it. The price was right.
Mm-hmm.
I found a soundboard that was customizable, which now allows me to do this, Drew.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week. Streaming.
That's right. Cinema Crespediso streaming pick of the week time. We hit you up with a different pick of the week. Let you know if you got the Hulu, the Amazon, Netflix. What are you using? So many movies to choose from. We're here to help you out. Why don't you just watch this? Drew, take it away.
Chris.
Drew, take it away.
This week's movie
That's what you're doing.
Is from 1994.
That's a great year for movies.
I'm going to
Pulp Fiction.
I'm going to assume that it's rated R because...
Reservoir Dogs.
It more than likely is... Too. We've got Forrest Whitaker's in it, Chris.
The Forrest Whitaker?
Forrest Whitaker's in it.
So we talking about that Ghost Star Way of the Samurai?
So if you guess wrong three times, you're kicked off the podcast today.
I'm the old podcast, and then you have to finish the show.
I finished everything. Yeah. Okay. Forrest Whitaker, Lloyd Bridges is also in this movie.
Oh, shit, Drew. You know what? I watched the first half of this last night. I started really late, so then I got halfway through and then went to bed. Fantastic film. Lloyd Bridges, father of Jeff Bridges. However, in this movie, they play uncle and nephew. Correct. Not father and son. Forrest Whitaker playing a young hotshot named Anthony. Not Tony.
Anthony.
And also featuring as the bad guy, Tommy Lee Jones. Mm-hmm. Real life friends with star Jeff Bridges. This is all right.
Yes. Finally.
Right. Blown away!
Yeah!
I need to put
some good old fashioned domestic terrorism, Chris.
I need
this one. Good old fashioned.
Hold on, I'll fix this in post. Where is it? Alright, here we go. Yeah!
Action!
Yeah! Alright, I'll comp- press all that together.
Hooray, domestic terrorism.
Yeah, domestic terrorism. Well, it's actually foreign bred terrorism brought home to America. So it really is truly right-wing reactionary. We got to stop these damn filthy Irish from coming into America and blowing up our Boston streets.
Yeah.
Is what was going on. Blown Away, 1994. It's so funny that, I mean, there's a decent amount of movies in there now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a few weeks ago there was only two or three.
Available on Hulu and
Amazon Prime. I was watching on Amazon
and
Prime.
Epics.
And Epics. I did not know it was on Hulu. There you go. Hulu. Awesome. Very cool. Do you remember this movie?
Yes.
I watched it a lot when I was younger, a teenager.
I didn't watch it a lot, but
I had it on VHS.
It was one of the first times that I was like, oh, you know, first time, you know, recognizing actors for being actors as opposed to, oh, that guy from this movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
That guy. I was like, oh, fucking Jeff Bridges. This is he's wearing a bomb vest like half the movie.
Interesting.
It's that is obviously like two sizes too large for him.
What was your reference point for Jeff Bridges up until that time?
I mean, I'd seen Tron.
Tron.
And something else where he was wearing like a collared shirt. I'm trying to think.
Not the Fisher King. The Fisher King? No.
Probably, actually, because I watched The Fisher King at a remarkably young age, which is why I didn't like it.
It was like mid-80s. Yeah, it's a Terry Gilliam film. Yeah,
exactly.
It's not for kids.
Yeah, which is why I didn't like it.
Yeah, sure.
And then as I aged, I was like, oh, this movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
But, wild. You know, like I said, I was young, so.
Yeah, because Jeff Bridges.
I'd seen him in Tron. There was something else, too.
He was popular at that time, but I feel like we're missing what made him popular. The Fabulous Baker Boys, I think, was a popular film for people.
That was not it.
This may have been, I don't know if this was before or after, The Mirror Has Two Faces, which is one of my mom's favorite movies, to give you an idea of, like, generationally.
I mean, I might have.
His target audience at that time.
When you say your mom's favorite movie, maybe I watched that with my mom.
Maybe. It could have been. It was on.
Very well.
Collared shirt. He was always dressed very well in that movie. My mom refers that to as a time when Jeff Bridges was handsome.
Yeah, well, he was young. Yeah, yes, yes, young and handsome.
I'm like, mom, give the guy a break. He's in his what?
Now he's just an old drunk who slurs his words.
He's an old man now. Leave him alone. Next to play his guitar. Some variation of this. And I remember I'm watching his old movies, like in this one. Like I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's cool.
There's no marble knot.
Tommy Lee Jones doing an Irish accent the whole time. Movie opens in a prison with him blowing himself out of there.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome. Spoiler alert. And then he goes and then I'm confused where he goes to Boston. It turns out he was, him and Jeff Bridges' character used to work together in the IRA.
Yeah.
Or against the IRA.
I don't know.
I don't know the Irish politics.
Yeah.
And
but they were both bomb experts.
But they were bomb experts, and but then they had a falling out. One went to prison, the other went to America. The one that was in prison breaks out, goes to America, to Boston, same city. But then he sees him on TV after he disarms a bomb, and like the news crew is there, and he's like, he sees him like, oh shit, it's him.
Oh, but
like,
boy.
Like, did he just happen to be in the same city, or did he know he was there the whole time? Anyway, so he
not really explained.
He causes chaos for him and his bomb squad and his new family. There's a new wife and daughter-in-law, and his uncle played by his father. It's a fun movie. Good times. Blown away, man.
Yeah, man.
There's like lots of tense scenes of, you know, disarming stuff, and like, you know, a bomb is about to go off, so it's all slow motion. People running across courtyards, yelling no, and like getting there too late. There's a obviously movie's called Blown Away. It builds up to a huge explosion at the end, towards the end of the movie, and it's the 90s, so real explosion that they did.
Yeah,
you know,
none of this digital bullshit.
None of digital bullshit. They had to like, they came up with a set piece that's like in an abandoned harbor somewhere that was like far away from as many residences as possible, right? So they could do this actual explosion. Explosion was so big, it still shattered windows like. In houses.
That's awesome.
Across the way, so.
I'm sure they had to pay for that.
Oh, yeah. And then some. So, go ahead and check out Blown Away. A lot of fun. And if you haven't seen it in a while, like me, go back and watch it. It's well made. And it's not even, the guy who directed it, it's not even any, like, big name guy. He did a handful of movies. Like, oh yeah, these are okay movies. Mm-hmm. You know, he's made a bunch of good films, and this is maybe one of his better ones.
There we go.
So there you go, Blown Away. Good stuff. All right, Drew. Hey, look at this. I got a whole new board. Uh-huh. Look what it has on here.
That's
circus, da 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 da. Afro circus, Afro circus, Afro polka dot Afro.
That's fantastic. It's almost like I didn't lose a thing. Almost like I.
Fantastic.
Here we go. Let's talk about some box office numbers. That's right. Money. Talking about a lot of money this weekend. I am sure I am going to be. I'm looking forward to number one.
You're going to be shocked.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be fun.
This is, yeah. God.
Well, here we go. We'll start with number five.
Number five this week, Justice League made $4 million. Total of 219 domestic.
219 domestic. How many weeks?
Yeah.
No, in 4 weeks?
Keep this number in
mind. I may keep it in mind, 219. No. Yeah.
Keep.
I am, I know. Yeah.
219, 5 weeks.
Justice League, well, that is gotta be
5 weeks.
That's a failure. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, the same movie. You only make under 220 in over a month in North America. Failure. That's why the big shakeup at Sony, amongst all the. All right, 219.
Number four. Wonder made $5 million. Mm-hmm. Total of 109.
That's very, very good for them. That's a surprising number for a Julia Roberts fronted family drama based on. I think it's a very popular book. So that's what's going on here.
Number three this week.
It must also be well made if people are turning out for it.
Yeah, shit. Coco made an additional $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
150. Worldwide.
In what, 3 weeks, right?
Domestic.
No,
I mean, 150 or four. Domestic.
Three or four weeks.
Four.
4 weeks.
Pixar.
I feel like, no, I think that's about right for Pixar. Their movies get between 150 and 200. Like, their bigger ones get over 200. Right?
Your Toy Stories.
Yes. Yeah, that's Toy Story era. This is Coco. It's all new stuff.
No.
It's very ethnic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crowded marketplace this time of year. It usually is, though, when when Pixar puts out their movies. That's pretty solid for them. All right.
Number two this week.
Here we go.
Ferdinand.
Oh, Ferdinand. Wow, really? They made it that high up?
Made $13 million on a budget of 111.
I was going to ask what the budget was. 111 is pretty high. Who's is it the DreamWorks? Who did it?
Fox.
Why the... If they're going to spend so much on production, why so little marketing?
And why put it out on this weekend of all weekends?
Counter-programming, but this is still, there's no, you're counter-programming against the biggest,
Pixar.
Like, four-quadrant movie ever,
yeah.
With a lingering Pixar movie that's still bringing in bucks. Phil, yeah, man, that was a bad call.
Yes, it was.
That was a bad call, that's why, okay, well, we got to it, I want to hear that number. Justice League at number five, took them 5 weeks, make $219 million in America.
Because Star Wars The Last Jedi, in 1 week,
in three days.
Made $220 million.
Wow. Wow.
Star Wars in 3 days made as much as Justice League in five, more than Justice League in 5 weeks.
That's stupid. That's crazy. 220. Okay, so...
That's 220 domestic.
So that means opening weekends... that puts it at the number two opening weekend ever, behind Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Force Awakens at 248, and this one at two... Man, Avengers Infinity War is a May movie.
Mm-hmm.
Could that break 250? Is the demand there for it to break 250? Could it be? Because the first Avengers was the first movie to break 200.
I mean, maybe, Chris, but Avengers Infinity War, if that movie doesn't, none of them ever will.
If that movie can do it, then nothing can until a few years down the road when inflation and
exactly.
But then the marketplace will be so different.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Won't even be possible.
Yeah, because that Avengers Infinity War, that is peak Marvel.
So that's gotta be it.
That is peak Marvel.
It's gotta be it, right?
So
if they can't...
Tip of the mountain.
So if that can't beat the 10-year build-up to new Star Wars, which is Force Awakens...
Yeah.
Disney, meanwhile, they are... I think Han Solo's come out next summer.
Okay.
And then Episode 9 will be coming out... in May. They're shifting Star Wars back to May releases versus... Christmas
really?
Releases. I conjecture, especially now that they'll be cannibalizing their own product with the whole merger.
Uh-huh.
Don't antitrust laws matter anymore?
No.
James Cameron is like, my Avatar movies are being made. And these are the release dates for the first two. He wants to make four. He's working on four. They have release dates for two. he's going to put out two, and he wants to see what the reaction is. And then if the reaction's not there that he wants, then he won't bother with the next two. But if people like him, like what he's doing, so he's going to respond to the market.
At least he's smart about that. Not just, hey, by the way, four Avatar movies, fuck you.
Yeah, it's not. He's not being crazy because it's so much work. What they had to do, Drew, is figure out how to do motion capture underwater. Like, realistic, they have actors. They had to teach people how to act underwater, and then they want to do motion capture.
Motion capture
so
underwater.
That, so it's all about, like, figuring out light refraction and the way.
Assholes.
But they figured it out.
Fucking James Cameron. What the hell?
He's the only one who figured out underwater motion.
Of course
capture.
He did. He's James Cameron. He went to the Marianas Trench.
He also had a bunch of kid actors, and he taught them all how to. They trained them all to be able to hold their breath for like 4 and 5 minutes at a time so they could act underwater for like
and now
2, 3 minute stretches.
Super aqua children.
Now we're going to have super aqua children.
Fucking James Cameron.
It's going to be interesting.
Goddamn crazy son of a bitch.
Hopefully the story's there. It's going to be interesting. So, could Avatar? No. Because the first Avatar, the Avatar movies are made to have legs. The first Avatar opens like 72 million, but then it ended up making 2.8 billion.
Well, yeah.
Which not even The Force Awakens could get to. Topped out at 2.2.
Avatar will not have that opening number.
This one I'm interested to see if it'll get to 2 billion.
We'll see.
We will see. I could see this one 1.82 billion coming up again, just like opening weekend, coming up behind Force Awakens.
I know people who are planning to see it.
Sure.
Still.
Because,
obviously it next weekend or the weekend after that or blah, 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 blah.
We were only able to see it, well, at least I was only able to see it at the time we did. Because I had plans that fell through.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, then I'll insert something.
Insert Star Wars.
Insert Star Wars. And it worked. It worked out. And we were able to see the Star Wars. All right, so we did a spoiler-filled bonus episode in which we gave our thoughts on all the deets. Everyone who lives, who dies, battles, etc., the ending. So you can download and listen to that separately if you want to hear about all the spoilers. Or you can just go ahead and download it and then not listen to it if you want to be cool. Be cool, bro.
Just be cool.
Or be cool, gal.
Just be cool.
Just be cool, guys and gals and dolls. Spoiler-free Jedi, comma, the last, colon, War of Stars, coming to you now via Drew. Go.
It's pretty okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty okay. It's pretty okay.
It was better than the last one, only by virtue of it being more original. Even though there were still some tried and true Star Wars tropes that they fell into.
We still got the tropes and conventions that makes it, quote, a Star Wars movie.
Which is starting to get really freaking annoying, eight movies later.
For some people, it's what they come for.
So, but I some of the original stuff was good. I enjoyed... There were parts that I really liked. There were entire sections of the movie that were awe-inspiring, almost.
At least
visually.
Okay. Like, actually seeing something new.
But as a whole, I think, I'm a bigger fan of Rogue One than I am of these last two Star Wars films that have come out.
Okay.
So, I'm really, for some reason...
Would you then go Rogue One on that thought, Rogue One, Last Jedi, and then The Force Awakens? Is that how you would rate
for the
them?
New ones, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, all that falls after episodes.
Yeah, I'm just sorry about Disney era new Star Wars.
Yeah, so then Disney era new Star Wars. I would definitely be Rogue One, Episode 8, Episode 7.
Okay, all right, that's not bad.
100%.
I guess that's not bad. So then you're seeing this as a step up. A lot of people are going to see it as a step down because it's trying to deliver something different. I think. I don't know. I haven't done much looking into actually the online to see how people are reacting
well,
to it overall.
And, and once again, I do like the step into the dark that Star Wars tends to do in their second episodes of the trilogy.
Sure. Yeah, it's funny how when they were making it, they were trying to be like, well, we're not just going the Empire route where everything's going to get darker or whatever. But it totally did.
Though,
because you have to up the stakes dramatically with your characters, so it's going to happen. I liked it. You say pretty okay. Does that go pretty okay, pretty good? How's that ranking go?
Pretty okay.
Pretty good.
Good.
Well, then on that ranking, pretty awesome, awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I would go, on that scale, I would go good. I thought it was good.
I mean, maybe pretty good.
I think it's pretty, pretty good. It's halfway between good and pretty. It's like it's long. It's long, and I felt that length. And it's not like we saw it super late, where I was necessarily all that tired.
No.
I was a little tired. But
still, you feel the amount of time that goes by.
And it's not because so much happens and it's such an epic movie, but instead there's a big middle part that goes on for such a long time.
Yeah.
Like, man, they could have cut this in half, this section.
They could have. I mean, there were entire parts of the movie and characters that could have just been snipped right out, and I would not have minded in the slightest.
Probably. Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, even some pretty epic battle scenes were totally inconsequential and didn't have any bearing on the story.
But that's
anything.
Kind of indicative of most Star Wars movies have those. Most of them.
Yeah.
Do the originals have those? The originals don't. But the prequels do.
Well, that's because the originals based on samurai movies, Chris.
Well, the originals, they set to tell their story. They were setting the template. And then when Lucas then went back and made the prequels, he was going back to his templates. He's like, oh, but now the movie has to open with a big action scene that's not even necessarily tied to, or tangentially Simpson-style tied to the plot. Anyway. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I give it a high pitch. It was good.
Okay.
As opposed to solid, it was good. Right now.
So you're saying pretty good.
I'm doing that's good.
So on the aforementioned scale.
On the aforementioned scale. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You're going pretty good.
I guess now I'm dropping it down to pretty good. From good to pretty good. No, it was good. No, it's pretty good. I don't know. I'm going to have to watch it again.
I'm going to raise mine up to an okay.
You're going to raise it up to an okay from pretty okay to okay?
Yeah.
I am actually... Okay. Maybe I should wait to see what Pink Floyd album this one lines up with.
Mm,
and then
if
watch
any.
It because the... if any. Because the dark... The dark force side of the Awakens or whatever it's called was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
That was good stuff.
Although,
it was the only time I rewatched that movie.
Doing that, realized that movie did not need a fucking ounce of spoken dialogue.
Oh, you know what? We didn't. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, just give me subtitles and music and we're good to go. But to be fair, didn't mention this on a spoiler episode, and this isn't a spoiler, but... pretty early on in the movie, I was like, man, they're really going for it with the sound design.
Yeah.
The sound design of the movie at many times like stood out to me. I was like, man, this is really just the way the things are flying by or certain sequences or whatever. Or even at times when the sound drops out, background sound, you know, the way they emphasize certain things. I was very actually impressed by that. For some reason, it stood out to me this time around. I don't know. So there you go. It's not like we're going to tell you whether or not to go see it. The movie made $220 million in 3 days. We've seen it already.
Yes.
Or you're planning on it, whether or not we say to
see
it.
Exactly, I know.
There's no one waiting for us.
It's Star Wars.
You know what, Drew? That's the thing. For a lot of movies, we can like sway people one way or the other.
Sometimes.
Based on our review.
Yes.
Based on the movie.
Yes.
People are like, I'm interested in that. And then we shit on it. And they're like, never mind. Or we'd be like, we really like this movie. And people are like, oh, I had no intention. Maybe I'll check it out now. All right, that's it. This is critic proof.
Yeah,
doesn't matter who you are.
Everyone's going to see Star Wars.
Or they're not, doesn't,
or
don't
they,
care.
Or they don't care at all. And they've never seen a Star Wars and they don't care to.
It's a binary either or situation. Yeah. Or they're
you are a one or a zero.
They see them and they're done. A lot of people don't like these because of the lack of Lucas. There is that contingent out there of people who see these as, especially now they've come around after the first one came out and Rogue One, and then I'm sure this will just keep reinforcing that despite what we say about the prequels, the George Lucas still informs Star Wars very much in its DNA.
Oh, yeah.
And these movies without him, it's just like super expensive fan fiction is all it is.
I mean...
That's how they're seeing it. The Star Wars quote canon is episodes 1 through 6, and then everything else is now just like, might as well just be fan fiction.
I mean, I would say yes, but in all reality, with the... bloated monstrosities that are episodes 1, 2, and 3. I mean, isn't that in all reality just George Lucas stroking his own fucking ego for 9 hours straight?
What, to make those movies?
No, episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he had his own ideas. Mark Hamill has come out and said that he's disappointed. While he's fine with this movie and he's happy with it, et cetera, et cetera, he's disappointed Lucas hasn't been involved because Lucas's 7, 8, and 9 he really liked, and this is nothing even close to Lucas's 7, 8, and 9.
No, well, not much.
Because Lucas had a 7, 8, and 9.
Not much is, Chris. I mean, Lucas's 7, 8, and 9, they're they're Star Wars for a reason. They started all this nonsense.
You mean 4, 5, and 6?
Yeah, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah. But I'm saying he had his roadmap for 7, 8, and 9 that Hamill knew about.
Mm-hmm. Which they totally ditched.
They ditched. And he has publicly said very recently that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean...
But he's a sentimental guy.
Who knows? Maybe Lucas did have a decent roadmap for, the other ones. Unfortunately, he blew it with...
The roadmap for 1 through 3 is fine. It's just that some things get emphasized incorrectly, probably. Too much political stuff. Starting the whole thing out with Senate hearings was maybe not the smartest idea.
Any of the Senate hearings was probably not the smartest idea.
Casting was...
problematic.
Spotty, problematic, yes. I haven't watched them in a while though. I need to reappraise.
They've been on TV recently.
Yeah, but what the commercials and stuff that makes them really long.
I mean, it does, but I mean there was a point in time where I was like, oh, fucking Samuel L. Jackson is Mace Windu. Motherfucker's got a purple lightsaber. That is awesome.
I got a purple lightsaber.
Now going back and watching, totally does not fit the tone of Star Wars whatsoever.
Why not? He pops up and he's just like, I'm black, motherfucker. Where all the other back?
Yeah, no.
It's like, there's one under the makeup. It's like, take off the makeup.
Nope.
I got a purple lightsaber.
It doesn't really, no.
He said during the battle of Attack of the Clones in the second episode, he was asking me, just like, what do I do? What am I doing? Who's coming at me? What's the action?
Do whatever you want. We'll put in the rest.
Yes, exactly. He says, do as much or as little as you want.
We will make it work.
So you just like swing around?
Yep.
I'm running around like such an asshole. I'm gonna make these guys work. And then later, Lucas is like, just cut all this stuff out.
Cut it out.
Here, just one shot where he does nothing. Use that.
And call it a day.
And then later, people are like, what happened to his character?
Anyway. He died.
Fact is, Lucas gets blamed. What's Lucas's problem? Fact is, he doesn't care about actors.
Nope.
And he's just like, do whatever you want. And then later, he's like, that sucks.
Yep.
That's how that works, actually. What are we talking about? Star Wars. Oh, you know what? New movies. Coming out on DVD.
On DVD. You tell me, Chris.
Dunkirk.
Ooh, fun.
Fun. Fun times. Very tense, very interesting war movie.
It is.
War movie, unlike most others.
I've been meaning to rewatch it.
Dunkirk, one of the, for now, favorites to win a whole bunch of awards at the Oscars in February. But it's looking like, Drew, the buzz on the street, the word of mouth, the ear to the ground is saying... All signs pointing to Steven Spielberg's The Post.
Really?
Yes, featuring Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep. Also, bravura performance from Streep, apparently.
Okay.
Which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
But people are quite blown away by this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it comes out this weekend. Oh, no, it does not.
No, it does not. Spoiler limited. Alert, no, it does not.
Limited release.
Yeah, limited release. Blah, 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 blah. Leatherface comes out on DVD, which really didn't come out much in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
The prequel to Texas Chainsaw that no one asked for. Mother comes out.
Ooh,
so people can start hating on it all over again. I can't wait for that.
To rewatch that as well.
Yeah, I can rewatch it. And Stronger, the Jake Gyllenhaal Boston Marathon bombing survivor movie.
Nah, I don't
remember
that.
That's on DVD. What's in theaters, Drew?
Well, on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Jumanji comes out.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes, yeah. With The Rock and
Kevin Hart.
Jack Black. And an attractive redhead.
And some chick.
Wearing his skimpy clothing.
Wearing skimpy clothing.
The Greatest Showman. I'm not really a musical guy.
Neither am I.
But when I saw this picture of Hugh Jackman and his very red coat... being P.T. Barnum,
yep.
I was like, you know what?
It fits.
It fits. He's totally a song and dance guy. He always has been.
He's
living his dream.
He is 100% a song and dance man. And, depending on how good the movie is, we'll see if people are talking about it in February around the Oscars or if it's just going to fade away as another weirdo Hugh Jackman performance featuring Zac Efron as an acrobat or a clown.
Something like that.
A juggler.
And then over the weekend...
And then to Friday.
Yeah. I thought Darkest Hour already came out.
Limited.
Ah, well, wide release then. Darkest Hour.
Here we go. Wide release of Darkest Hour.
Finally get to see Gary Oldman in a fat British suit.
In fat British suit. Darkest Hour most likely to be nominated also for awards. And Oldman himself likely to also be nominated for Churchill for Best Actor.
Also coming out, Downsizing with the Matt Damon.
Alexander Payne, director of The Descendants. and other feel-good movies like Nebraska.
Yeah, no, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Election.
And very human. His movies are always very human.
They always are. Election, Sideways, yeah. About Schmidt. These are always movies.
They always get you in that little soft spot.
A couple years ago, I read a thing about him, about how he's kind of like an asshole to people. I was like,
cool, that's fine.
That's like, what a bummer. Why's he got to be a dick? Anyway, downsizing. See what happens. That one looks interesting.
Also coming out this weekend,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Father Figures.
Yes, Father Figures, the broad family comedy. Mm-hmm. Owen Wilson, Ed Helms, looking for their, seeing who their biological father is. Is it Ben Reams? Is it Christopher Walken? Is it J.K. Simmons?
Is it
Terry Bradshaw? Could be any of those people. Apparently, their mom was a slut. We're not slut shaming though. Glenn Close. We're not slut shaming Glenn Close.
But apparently, she was a slut.
No, she's not. No, she was.
Even she said she got around.
Who doesn't get around? You don't get around. You get around. Everyone gets around.
Coming out this weekend.
You get past her.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Which is some the marketing. I saw a bunch of marketing and then it like dried up.
Yeah, I did.
So I wonder if it's actually coming up. We'll see. Question mark.
Yeah.
All right, great. Here we go. New movie.
Oh no! On December 25th.
Oh my god!
On Christmas Day.
Holy crap!
Fuck.
Well, yeah.
Because movies come out on Christmas Day too.
That's true.
Specifically.
Yeah. That Monday.
Yeah. All the Money in the World comes out.
Supposed to come out the 22nd. They gave it 3 extra days. Come out the 25th.
Yeah, because they had to redo the plumber.
You gotta redo. They had to redo with Christopher Plummer.
They put the plumber in.
Yeah.
Also, Phantom Thread, whatever the fuck that is.
Thread.
Daniel Day-Lewis. The last Daniel Day-Lewis.
The last Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, damn it, I have to watch that fucking movie.
Yeah, that probably won't be out around here until like the first week of January, though. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a limited release.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen a spot of actual marketing for
it. No, I haven't, but it's Daniel Day-Lewis, so I'm going to have to give it a shot.
For sure.
It might put me to sleep.
And it's Paul Thomas Anderson. I mean, come on. There Will Be Blood. Yeah, but that's Lincoln. This is from the director of Boogie Nights.
I know, and There Will Be Blood.
And Inherent Vice.
Oh, and last but certainly not least. No, definitely least. Wedding Wonderland.
What? Wedding Wonderland? We're going on
it comes out on Christmas
we're
Day.
We're going on a Wedding Wonderland? I can't wait. It's going to be fun. We are going. We're going to a Wedding Winter Wonderland.
It's got a bunch of garbage in there. Bunch of garbage.
But... Goodbye.
Oh, on limited release.
Hostels. Multiple hostels, as in like Hostel 3
or 4. It's the new Christian Bale, where he's got that bitchin' mustache and he's playing a some sort of Civil War captain escorting Indians through dangerous territory.
Oh, that sounds fun.
But he's got a bitchin' mustache.
I guess the lesson of the day is that there are too many goddamn movies being made and being released all at the same time.
Well, right now, it's holiday season, bro.
I know.
There's too much everything going on right now.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It is stupid and ridiculous. So we're gonna, before we take a break, Drew.
Chris.
It took me a minute.
It took you a minute?
But I was able to salvage it. I thought it was lost.
Oh, forever?
I thought I was lost forever.
Mm.
But, fortunately not. Here we go.
You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
Here we go. The doctor is in. Dr. Drew, take it away.
Chris, this time I need some help from you. Now, instead of me having the answer, I've got a fucking question this time, Chris.
What's the question?
All right, so every year, you know, the Christmas miracle happens to Drew. You know, usually it happens in October. This year, there was no Christmas miracle. What does that mean? Is it, do I get belated Christmas? Did I break the Christmas curse? Do I get double Christmas next year?
I think you're conflating Christmas with the Drewster surprise, the annual Drewster surprise. Just because you didn't get your Drewster surprise doesn't mean Christmas isn't in the air.
Okay, but what do I do about the Drewster? Do I get a double Drewster next year? Did I break the Drewster curse?
We're gonna find out.
I mean,
we're
what
gonna
do
find
I
find out this time next year?
I can't. I
start saving, make sure you have a nest egg saved up. Make sure you have emergency funds.
I can't.
And some sort of survival kit, maybe?
I cannot live with this amount of anxiety for another year, knowing what's going to happen. I can't do it.
I don't know what to tell you. the Christmas spirit's in the air at all times, which is it's always hanging over you like the sword of Damocles, but that Drewster surprise, that's your thing.
I'm waiting, dude.
You're going to have to wait. It's an October surprise, though.
Anywhere between October, I mean, even it could. It's happened as late as this before.
Okay. Oh, then you still got time.
Only got two more weeks, man.
Yeah, that's plenty of time for something terrible to happen.
So awful. Cogburn out, I guess.
Cogburn out.
Damn it.
There we go. Let's take a break.
No help whatsoever, Chris.
I'm sorry. No help. That's true.
No help whatsoever.
That's very true. Crespo Disco time. This is from the Star Wars The Last Jedi soundtrack by Johnny Williams. It is the Last Jedi main title. At one point, they said The Last Jedi like halfway through the movie. I was like,
oh, we're done. They said it.
Out of here. I get it now. So here's that song. And then we'll be back with the second half of the show. All right?
Yep.
Cool.
People join the Big Tim Hammer Club.
They did. They want them scammer tales. They don't listen to the podcast.
The first one and him are getting along.
Oh, yeah. We haven't been back and forth. Afi. Fucking Nigerian scammer. Let's trust him to give us a real name, guys. You know?
I'm your friend. You are my friend.
My friend.
No, the one. So the most recent one, though.
50 Cent. Lil Wayne. Clang, clang.
The Russian Nigerian.
Yeah.
I like the music from the.
Anytime I do an accent, it always just turns into like a Russian accent.
Yeah, well, it's the only one. Yeah, it's my accent or the Russian accent. Yeah.
That's actually.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. For dying,
I love Big Tim. Hey, baby. And we're back.
I'm going to go to Red Lobster. For endless shrimp.
Oh, endless shrimp. America full of endless shrimp. I want to eat like King of Big Tim Murphy. Hey, baby.
Listen to Poking the Bear on PFTmedia.com. Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Hello there, buddy.
Yo, what's up?
You're working the volume.
A couple tablets in a row now. The OS that they got going on. There's no, like, on the pull down, there's no
volume.
No volume. Mm-hmm. It has to be done by the button. And then when you hit the button, then it pulls up the on-screen volume. I can pull back and forth. But there's no setting where I can pin that to the top. And on the last couple phones I had to turn that setting on to make the volume available. What the fuck is up with that?
Some bullshit.
It's a very often used feature. Why are they not making it more accessible?
Don't know. They want it to be loud. They want to blow out your ears.
You know, all the problems we have in the world, that's got to be the worst one. It's just
hashtag first world problems. Chris's tablets are too loud.
Hashtag all world problems. The last one was too low. The last one was not loud enough. No, this one's loud enough. This one's fine.
Sure, there are more important things you should be concerned about.
Yeah, but there's... I can do something about those things. I can't do nothing about this. I can't do nothing about it. Drew!
Chris.
Where can people find you on the interwebs?
At antihero419, all over said interwebs. You name a service, chances are I'm on it on antihero419.
4chan.
No, don't use that.
Reddit.
Don't use that either.
Nintendo Switch online game. What's the words there online?
Not on that either.
Minecraft.
Nope.
World of Warcraft.
Nope.
Michael's online craft.
No, not on that either. I guess you can't find me very many places online then. So yeah, I guess there are only a couple places.
Find him.
Good luck finding me.
Find him. Email the show, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Check out the shows of the PFT Radio Network at pftmedia.com. Got that poking the bear. Scott's good conversation. What's the fuss? Etc. etc. That was the details. Just put on that. That was the details about Christianity. History of Christianity.
I heard some of that.
It was a good time.
Stuff I already know.
Fun stuff.
Hooray, cultural appropriation.
And then on Christmas Day, we'll be releasing their What Is Christmas episode.
Christmas is bullshit. That's what Christmas is.
That's what we'll be releasing on Christmas Day. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Orlando Opinions. Now on Spotify. As is the Simon Time Trivia Show and the Lady Raptastic Show. Working on getting all the other shows on there. Etchy's working on there. Tidbits. Take a check on some tidbits.
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 Some bits that are tids.
And Billy D's postmortem. On the PFTV on the YouTube. He's only got a few episodes left, and I'm sure he's taking his time to edit them. So there wasn't one this week. And also, there's no Death of the Movies this week. So.
Well, I mean, he's dealing with some stuff. He's got stuff going on.
He's got busy guy. And it's cold up there. So
and apparently, for some reason, he has no gas.
And he's got no... Oh, yeah, he hasn't had, like, gas or heat in this building for months or whatever.
But not in his building. It's only his apartment.
Only his apartment?
For whatever reason.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's convenient.
Yeah, that is.
Well, let's get on the show then. Get on with the show. Two, with this,
Word Salad by Chris Crespo.
We've all been waiting for the world famous
Vox Populi. Populi. Vox Populi.
You do realize that last course of words that you said makes zero sense. At least you're nodding in agreement.
CinemaCrespediso@gmail.com, or you can join our Facebook group, Cinema Crespediso. Leave a message there. Twitter at Crespediso. Drew, what do you got?
Our homeboy Ron sent us an email.
What's up, Ron?
Entitled "The End of the Year Shit."
Oh, he took it that big. He saves it up. He saves it up and it takes a big old. All right.
So I saw Coco. It's nothing like the Book of Life. Its message and representation of the culture takes a different form, so Manic, Mummified, and Mighty Drew can stop saying that they are the same. Okay, I will.
You're Manic, Mummified? You're a Manic, Mummy?
Uh-huh, I'm a Manic, Mummified, and I'm a Mighty... Oh, sorry, Maniac, Mummified.
Jesus Christ.
whatever. Coco emphasizes on family, and it's really warm and poignant to see that represented in a colored family. I also saw Mudbound.
Yeah, that's on Netflix.
This is just a movie that makes me hate white people.
White people.
But during,
hashtag white people.
But during the course of the movie, it just got me to hate white men, then white men from America. Mm-hmm. Thank God my love is from Bulgaria.
Ah.
But this film shows the horrible way we treat vets back in World War II days, probably no different than now, and the horrible result of unchecked PTSD. Along the side of how horrible white American men are. I mean, I couldn't go through the fucking front door. Ugh. Anyway, watch it if you want to get frustrated. Okay. I saw Mary J. Blige was in it, so I watched it. She plays the role well. I'd like to see her do more.
The role of Mary J. Blige? I'm sure she plays that role pretty well.
I want to give a year-end shout-out to my Twitter bros, Spot Scourge. And Rage Against Twitter.
Rage Against Twit.
Blap, blap, horn.
No. What? Horn? Yep. What? Horn?
Blap, blap, horn.
I gotta be ready for the blap, blap, blap.
Yep. I love how we got each other's back on the Twitterverse. I'm going to try to watch Dark and the rest of Mr. Robot. What are you guys going to watch or play during the holidays?
Are you gonna, Evan, do you want to catch up on? Are you gonna watch? Are you gonna, catch up on that Mr. Bot?
There's a bunch of shit that I want to catch up on. Am I gonna have the time to? Probably not.
Season 3 finished, 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good. I'm not gonna be in town for the weekend.
So there you go. Perfect time.
I won't have access to.
Perfect time to.
Online television.
To bot stuff. It up. We get to get the Prime. Got Amazon Prime.
I mean, I do got that Prime.
You get that Prime.
But I'm not going to watch it on my phone sitting in a fucking hotel room. That's lame.
That is lame. That would be a lame thing to do. Thanks for the reviews of Coco and... What do you say?
Mudbound.
Yeah, that's right. That Mudbound. I forgot to write it down. But now here we go. I don't know. I'll be watching this holiday break. But surely you may or may not hear about it.
We got an email from our homeboy Gabe.
What's up, Gabe?
He's got, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
He's got Disaster Artist review, a Coco review, a Star Wars review, and a Ladybird review.
Alright.
So, Disaster Artist, it's okay, some laugh out loud parts. I did feel a tiny bit bad for the guy at the end.
Yeah, because
he got all the attention he wanted for the wrong reason.
Yep.
I think he's embraced it, though, in real life.
Yeah.
James goes all the way, but I don't think there's a need to rush to theaters. See The Room if you haven't. Mm-hmm. Coco review.
Okay.
A plus Maze plus Ing.
Whoa.
This movie has so much heart. Mm. It's a superb animation and detail, okay, and a great story for kids and adults. It transcends, and the music is fun, too. It got all up in the feels. Definitely 17 top 10 for me. I'd be willing to put it in my top 10 of all time one watch.
Wow.
So many life metaphors. The team knocked it out. I'm buying this.
Man, that's a rave.
Side note, as a non-Mexican, I'm proud that Latinos got representation like this. Mm. I legit learned things about Mexican culture, which I can't say for a lot of movies I watch.
Yeah, you learn anything from movies, right? That's awesome.
Star Wars review.
Star Wars, there we go.
Very well-paced and engaged the whole time. It doesn't feel like 2.5 hours. They do well, the teeter-tottling on moments. Many forks in the road, and in imagining the outcome, I accepted both results. The suspense carries through. There is a soliloquy with rocks. I didn't cry, but I was working myself to it. I immersed myself, and it was emotional. I believed. See it immediately.
All right, there you go. Like the library we did. Very cool.
Lady Bird review.
Lady Bird.
Immediate impression was Clerks meets Juno. Funny, witty, charming, fast-paced, well-written, like a journal someone turned into a script. Very personal, so real. That mom should win Best Supporting Actress. Excellent. The realest moment was the airport scene. I know that feeling. I've convinced myself I didn't care, but deep down, in private reflection, I was overwhelmed with anger, denial, love, sadness, and regret.
Aww.
An enjoyable look at adolescence and early adulthood. Praise well deserved. Oscar worthy. Top 10 of the year.
There you go. Wow. Two of his top 10s. Possible top 10s. Coco and Lady Bird. Same. Good stuff.
I got another email from Gabe.
What's up, Gabe?
Saying I forgot the previews.
Oh, he's going to talk about the previews, too.
Ever make in-movie notes, forget them, and then in writing other notes, see the old notes you forgot about?
Nope.
A Quiet Place looks really interesting. I hope it turns out to be a Cloverfield anthology.
Yeah, the that very quiet horror movie with the real-life couple, what's his name, John Krasinski, and Emily Blunt.
Mr. I only look manly with a beard.
Mr. and Mrs. Emily Blunt.
Yeah. And he only looks manly with a beard.
Otherwise, looks like the guy from The Office.
Yeah, exactly.
Like looking at the camera.
Yeah, but he puts on a beard, and all of a sudden, you can give him an automatic rifle, and he's shooting up people. What was that movie? 23 hours.
22 soldiers. 13 hours.
Like
the
that.
Story of the war soldiers, the horse soldiers.
Benghazi.
That's the other movie. Yeah. Benghazi.
Yeah.
That's the movie where Michael Bay was running around going, Benghazi. Yeah. A Quiet Place is a terrible title for an interesting looking movie.
Peter Jackson, Mortal Engines. Discuss.
I don't know what this is.
Apparently it's Peter Jackson.
Okay. We didn't get that trailer.
Alpha looks like The Revenant plus John Wick. I'm sure there's some subtext metaphor there.
We didn't get that trailer either.
Nope.
We got a lot of big trailers. We got the Jurassic World.
Blah.
We got the
Avengers Infinity War.
We got the Avengers Infinity War. We got the We got some big ones, not small ones.
We got the new Annihilation trailer too.
Right. So, Drew, your record 26-13 this year, very good.
Hey, 66%, not bad.
Yeah, you won two out of every three battles.
That is 2% over failing.
That makes you a formidable movie trivia opponent, if I do say so myself.
You got that D minus.
So here's an easy game to wrap up the year. Robert De Niro, yes, or Al Pacino? But this is a slightly different version of what we did last time. I just like that title. Robert De Niro, yes, or Al Pacino? I'm going to tell you the movie. You tell me if it has Robert De Niro or Al Pacino.
Okay.
Or both of them.
Son of a bitch.
Or neither of them.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Number one. Analyze this.
Al Pacino.
Incorrect. It's Robert De Niro.
Damn it.
Number two. Carlito's Way.
Al Pacino.
Correct. The Godfather.
Both?
Nope.
Only Pacino?
Only Pacino.
Son of a bitch.
Number four. A Bronx Tale.
De Niro.
Correct. Number five. Donnie Brasco.
Pacino.
Correct. Number six. Righteous Kill.
Neither?
Both. Oh. Number seven. 88 Minutes.
Neither?
Al Pacino.
Oh,
number eight. Godfather Part Two.
Oh, so bad. This De Niro.
Both. Number nine. Mean Streets.
See? The Pacino.
De Niro.
Ah!
And finally, number 10, Jack and Jill.
What?
Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill. Remember the movie? Where you played.
Was Robert De Niro in that movie? Oh, no.
Well, I mean, that's a question. Is it
neither.
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, both, or neither?
Neither.
Al Pacino is in that movie.
God damn it.
I think playing himself. One, two, three. Three right.
Did not do very good on
that. Was I found a weakness. All right, back to the Vox Populi.
We got a Facebook message from Paul Hine.
What's up, Paul?
I just listened to the most recent Spillover bonus episode, and it sparked these thoughts. I saw Kingsman: The Golden Circle a few days ago,
okay,
and I really enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it!
Not nearly as good as the first movie, but still a great watch. The recent Marvel acquisition of the X-Men rights has had me dreaming up some recasting. Then I heard you guys talk of Daniel Radcliffe, and I think he should be the next Wolverine. He's only 28, 5'5", and a bit hairy. He would have to hit the gym hard, but has the acting chops to pull it off. What are your thoughts?
Well, first off, there we go. I'm not too big on Kingsman Golden Circle, but he said he liked it quite a bit, Drew.
Well, I never saw it, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta check it out. And also, before we get to his thing about the his question about recasting the X-Men, that reminds me, there's an older message on Cinema Crespi, so in the group. From Leon, he wrote, I am so far behind on movies and all types of media, but last night I finally got a chance to watch Kingsman: Golden Circle. He actually wrote out
colon.
All I can say is, wow, what a fun movie. I couldn't look away, and I have severe ADHD. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. Bucket of popcorn, camera emoji. Maybe because I'm such a big fan of the writer Mark Miller, a Scottish comic genius writer behind one and kick-ass Superman Red Sun, which is basically if Supes was a Nazi, which Drew knows all about. Mm-hmm. The Ultimates, the Civil War, Old Man Logan. He started his own comic book company, Miller World, back around 10 years ago. Has been creating more and more fantastic stories for himself with other All-Star creators. Recently, Miller World was purchased by Netflix. We'll start producing Miller World stories so people can binge watch. I'm really excited to see the outcome of this. Hopefully, Miller retains creative control over the direction of the shows. He liked Kingsman.
Good for him.
The Golden Circle. But also saying he's a big Mark Miller fan. So it's kind of up his alley there.
Chris, as I've found...
But you're a fan of Superman Red Sun.
Throughout the ages. I mean, I'm a fan of Mark Miller's work.
You like Mark Miller? You like Old Man Logan?
But when it comes to movies, I find that you and I have very similar tastes. Mm-hmm. So chances are, if there's something you find off-putting about a movie, more than likely I will find it off-putting about it as well.
It's not kind of weird as well.
So,
it's not as good as it could have been.
Well, no, exactly. And that... I more than likely I would feel the same.
Maybe with diminished expectations, watching it at home, maybe you'll enjoy it a little more. It's got a good amount of Mark Strong.
I do like Mark Strong.
It's strong. I'm strong.
I do like
Mark Strong. I'm getting emotional thinking about it.
I do like me some Mark Strong.
Thinking for Clumpt. Pardon me.
Coming for Clumpt.
Okay.
And that's Vox Populi.
Very emotional. That's Vox Populi. Oh, we forgot Paul's question. Let's recast the X-Men real quick. Daniel Radcliffe as Wolverine. I dig it.
I'm okay with that.
He's short enough.
Yeah.
Who is our Cyclops? We need a nice young douchebag.
I mean, I'm okay with Ty Sheridan.
I could punch him in the face.
No.
He already is Cyclops. Then are we changing Jean Grey either?
I mean, we don't need to change her either. She's fine.
All right.
I'm good enough, Jean Grey.
Well, then let's recast our young Magneto and Professor X. I say, for Charles Xavier, give me Ryan Gosling. No, Ryan Reynolds. And as Magneto, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
The Ryans.
Ryan Reynolds is our Deadpool.
As Professor X, give me Chris Hemsworth. And as Magneto, give me Liam Hemsworth. No, flip and reverse it.
One of them's already Thor.
As Charles X, I want to see Vince Vaughn. And as Magneto, Owen Wilson.
That does not work.
As Beast, Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
As,
I mean, it's wrong, but okay.
As Nightcrawler. I know they already have a Nightcrawler. I want a new Nightcrawler.
I'm okay with that Nightcrawler.
You're okay with that Nightcrawler?
I don't even fuck who Nightcrawler is.
Alright, just give it a Nightcrawler.
Blue Demon anyway.
As bring back Toad.
Okay.
To be played by Paul Giamatti.
Okay.
And finally, last but not least. Who are we missing?
A lot of people.
As Iceman.
Yeah, definitely missing Iceman.
Iceman's gonna be played by Salma Hayek.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
So that's my X-Men.
Gotcha.
And just those characters.
Only those.
On a road trip. They're in an RV. But a really fancy one. Like a two-story RV. On a road trip. It's not like Old Man Logan. They're on a road trip.
This is awful.
Where they have
this
to get
already awful.
The MacGuffin from point A to point B.
Congratulations. You are you're one of the DC writers, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Good
See?
Job.
It's easy. It's easy. Easy peasy, 1, 2, 3-easy. And then Wolverine is all like, expecto cigarum. And then he smokes a cigar. It comes out of the door. And everyone's like, since when did Wolverine learn magic? They watch a lot of David Copperfield DVDs on Harvey.
So awful.
Learning about magic, Drew. Learning about... Where's my... See, I now just remember where... I have the place.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beebs?
That's right, movie news. Here we go. Celebrity divorces. You hear about how Anna Faris was seen with her new man house hunting?
No.
Good for her. What a rebound. All right. And celebrity bodies, also summer bodies, they're all being toned and fit. But first off, we need a Justin Bieber update. Drew, what's going on with the Biebs? Do you know? Have you heard?
He wants to get on his knees and start pleasing Jesus.
He does want to please the Jesus.
He wants to feel his salvation all over his face.
He's like, give me your salvation, Lord, right on my mouth. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
Yep. All over his face.
Please, Lord. Yes. Please let me please you, Lord, mm-hmm. is what Justin Bieber is saying.
Yes.
Apparently he's got one of these weird, the church he's going to. This pastor is very questionable in some ways. It's a question of the church. Sort of.
I don't know if it's prosperity preaching.
Well, there's different levels of questionability.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret about every church. They're all pretty questionable.
Already? Yeah. Okay. Well, I only have one story for a week. And it fits in perfectly for what we do around here. It's time for some This Week in Rape Culture, Drew.
Yes.
Peter Jackson.
Mm.
Oh, Peter Jackson.
Mm. Did he rape some hobbits?
No, he's fine. Nothing against Peter Jackson. No, he's all good. Actually, what Peter Jackson did was he confirmed back when he was working on Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. there was a brief period of time when the Weinstein Company, was it the Weinstein, or technically it was Miramax at the time,
okay.
run by the Weinsteins. They were in as a producing partner with New Line and everyone on The Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. So Peter Jackson, then talking to the Weinsteins, let me see here. I'm looking for actual quotes. Where's the quote? Annoying. I'll just link to the actual story. He was looking for his casting roles, and he was looking at Ashley Judd and Mira Sorvino for parts, and to the point where he even brought in, I guess, Ashley Judd, and was like shoulder everything he was doing, and all the different roles are available, and he's like, you have your pick, what do you want to do at one point? And then all of a sudden, phone went dead, stopped calling, she stopped hearing from them. Same thing happened with Mira Sorvino. What happened was Peter Jackson just came out very recently and said that he recalled Miramax telling him that those actresses were absolute nightmares to work with.
Because they wouldn't put up with the Weinstein bullshit. Because
they wouldn't put up with Weinstein. So Miramax just said, oh, they have bad reputations. Don't work with them. Peter Jackson, not knowing any better, I didn't know. I thought they seemed nice to me. Mm. But if it turns out that they're nightmares during production, then we'll look for someone else. So that is how, careers are controlled and people lose out on work because they don't fuck around with these douchebags. Mm-hmm. Peter Jackson ended up calling them second-rate mafia bullies, he says here. At the time, we had no reason to question what these guys were telling us, but in hindsight, I realized that this was very likely the Miramax smear campaign in full swing. I now suspect we were fed false information about both of these talented women, and as a direct result, their names were removed from our casting lists. My experience when Miramax controlled Lord of the Rings was of Weinstein and his brother behaving like second-rate mafia bullies. They weren't the type of guys I wanted to work with, so I haven't. Although his name had to be on the Lord of the Rings credits for contractual reasons, he was not involved in the movies we ended up making, end quote. So he had a falling out with Peter Jackson just because, with Weinstein, just because the dudes are dickheads.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's putting the pieces together, especially because Ashley Judd was one of the ones who really started this whole the Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, that makes sense now.
Putting two and two together.
I wonder they didn't like Ashley Judd back then because she stood up for herself.
Yeah.
And then obviously Sorvino and Judd then responded, thank you so much for confirming that this is how this shit happens, you know?
Yeah.
Things that we suspect for all these years, this is how it actually is, blah, blah, blah. So, yep. It's a terrible world we live in. We need to make it better somehow. How are we going to do that, Drew?
I mean, my solution is to just get rid of all the people.
Just get rid of all the people.
All right, here no more people, no more problems.
No more people. Hashtag no more people, no more problems. Mo money, mo problems. Hashtag no more people. No mo people, no mo problems. No, don't do no mo people. That could be misconstrued.
Yeah,
somehow.
I could. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could. We don't want that.
No, we definitely don't want that.
No.
We definitely don't want any problems here.
No. No.
All right, doing our final check real quick. Because this has happened in the past.
Because remember, Chris, I'm an equal opportunity hater. I hate you all equally.
You're all equally hated.
Mm-hmm. Man, woman, child, black, white, Asian, makes no difference.
Hit up Drew on Facebook, become friends with him, and then find out how much where the hatred is. Where's the... No, I'm just checking. All right, there's no ability. All right.
No one can see us pointing at each other.
No one sees us pointing at each other, and there's no lightning round. There's no guests, no swag wag, spag boxery.
No swag wag.
No swag wag, boxery. How do we end the show when we don't have a guest? It's been so long.
I don't know. You got some questions I can ask you?
No.
We haven't learned anything about you in a while.
I don't have any questions.
What is your name?
We're not doing that. Not doing that.
What is your quest?
The Monty Python question.
Chris, what is the average wingspan velocity of a coconut-laden swallow?
We never got the answer to that.
Well, because you have to ask if it's African or European swallow. And then he says, I don't know that, and falls into the pit of despair.
And then he falls into the pit. No, pit of despair is, Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got my pits...
Yeah, your pits mixed up.
I got my pits mixed up.
You did a hashtag pit switch. If you want to swap out some pits, hit us with your favorite pit switches. Hashtag pit switch at Crespo Diso. Sure, thank you very much.
So awful.
Sure, thank you.
You are not welcome. Not after that. No, that is some bullshit. That is a garbage ending.
Hashtag pit switch. We're out of here, guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Break up the Big Bang. Read more books. Be excellent to each other. Free when we Abu Jamal. We'll see you next week with our... Christmas edition of Cinema Crespedisa.
Well, you'll see Chris next week.
Yeah, our Christmas edition.
I won't be here.
That's what I'm saying. Our Christmas
you
say, edition.
You keep saying our. I won't be here.
Yeah, the royal we, Cinema Crespedisa, man. It's the entity that is, the LLC.
A PFT Media production.